It's 8:55 and 32 degrees with some sunshine outside our WIOL studios here in Urbana. Time to go across town into Champaign, and we bring in Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing to look at today's numbers. And Bill, so far, looking pretty flat out there.
Yeah, it really has been. Brian, the markets have been kind of mixed a little bit higher here today and back and forth. Mainly, I think, on just kind of catching its breath. The market's just catching its breath a little bit after the big break on yesterday. The USDA outlook meeting's going on today, and there's some information out of that we'll hit on here in just a second. For the week, we've got corn down about 10 cents for the week. Soybeans are off about 18 for the week, and wheat's off 15, with a big part of that, of course, coming yesterday. Let's kind of just look at the markets here in specifics. The March corn is at 355, that's down a half. The December is 379, down three quarters. March beans, 858, down one. And November beans, 876 and a half, down a quarter of a cent. Wheat is actually up a little bit right now. We've got March at 446, up three quarters. And this next July is at 462 and three quarters, up a half. On the livestock side, we've got the cattle up about 20 cents across the board, pretty much. The hogs are down about 50 to 60 cents, and the feeder cattle are down about 50 to 60 cents right now. When you go into some of the outside markets, there's some real positives there today. The equities are all up pretty strong. The NASDAQ's up about 18. The bonds are down. 30-year bonds are off pretty hard here this morning, as well as the 10-year notes. We see the gold being down about 12 here right now, and most of the commodities for the most part are up, the exception being the some of the softs are taking it on the chin a little bit here today. As I said, the outlook numbers are out today, and let me just give you some highlights as far as their supply and demand that they kind of projected for 16-17 here. They came out on the corn with 90 million acres, about 168 bushel yield, carry out of 1.977, almost 2 billion. And usage was a little bit stronger than what they are projecting for this year. On the soybean side of it, they had 82.5 million acres, 46.7 bushel yield. Demand a little bit stronger than this year that we're in, and carry out about 440 million. So it's a little bit of a surprise maybe on the bean side, but for the most part, this is pretty much what the trade was expecting. I think we just continue to trade choppy. We're pushing down into that 860-65 area support on the beans right now. That should hold, it looks like, at this point, and maybe see a bounce back to the 880 area. On the corn, that we're testing 355, and if that holds, we could see a bounce back into the 370 area. So that should take care of it this morning, Brian.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this Friday opening commodity market report. In your weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies expected. We are seeing some sunshine out there today, so enjoying that while we can. And look for a high of 36 degrees today. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gradually clearing tonight, dropping down to a low of 26 degrees. Southwest winds 5 to 10. Sunny skies, warmer tomorrow. The high 53. Southwest winds at 10 to 15. Mostly clear tomorrow night, dropping down to a low of 38. Warmer for Sunday. Increasing clouds, breezy. And a high of 60 degrees expected. That southwest wind could gust up to 35 miles per hour. Next chance of precipitation. Looks to be some rain moving in for Tuesday. We could see a little rain-snow mix on Tuesday night. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.